Yes, hi, we are conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting the people in the city of Atlanta. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
0331.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1950.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
4 years of college.
Okay. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race?
Black African American.
Thank you. From who did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Traffic, crime, racism and discrimination, public transportation, education, abortion access, climate change and the environment, jobs and the economy, inflation and cost of living, immigration. What will be the top three for you?
I didn't catch it because I only thought you were going to read three things.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So for you, what will be the most important issues? From the ones that I read you, traffic, crime, immigration, climate change and the environment.
I'm listening.
Jobs and economy, education, racism, discrimination, inflation and the cost of living. What will be the most important for you? Top three.
The climate and the environment will be probably my top one.
All right.
The economy would probably be my second one, and education would be my third one.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The first one, the city of Atlanta. Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Read that again. I'm not quite sure I'm comprehending what you're saying.
Yes. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, the city of Atlanta. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which is headed?
I'm not quite sure which direction is Atlanta headed.
Yeah, I'm going to read you one more time. The question is, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, the city of Atlanta, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm not sure how to answer that. I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah, what do you think, like, the most closer for you? Are you very satisfied with the city of Atlanta, with the direction it's headed, or you're not satisfied?
I'm not dissatisfied. I'm not satisfied. I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay. What about the Atlanta region?
What about what?
The Atlanta region. Are you very satisfied? Somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied of the direction in which it's headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, and Georgia, what do you feel about? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I would like to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable toward them, 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never hear of the people groups, you can tell me. The first one, Mayor Andrew Dickens, from 0 to 10.
Probably 6.
Next one, artificial intelligence companies.
I don't really think about it.
Okay. Mark the buses.
What kind of buses?
Marta buses. M-A-R-T-A.
Oh, Marta. Hmm? Okay, the transit system.
From 0 to 10?
I don't think about them. I don't use Marta that much.
Okay. Next one, electric scooters. Remember that 0 is unfavorable and 10 is very warm and favorable. 5 is neutral.
5.
Next one, the Atlanta City Council.
5.
Okay. Martha Trains.
6.
Next one, Governor Brian Kemp.
5.
The Atlanta Beltline.
5.
Okay, Uber and Lyft.
Uber, oh, that's one of those transportation services, aren't they? I'm thinking that's, okay. Probably 6.
Thank you. Next one, the Atlanta Police Department. And the last one, self-driving cars.
5.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? It is a major problem, minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major problem.
Okay. How would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, very poor?
I would say probably fair.
Thank you. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very familiar, somewhat, not familiar at all.
Somewhat familiar.
With Atlanta Beltline and its facilities.
I'm somewhat familiar with it.
Okay.
I haven't really used it a lot.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Never.
Okay. Based on what you know and what you hear, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
A positive opinion.
Okay. And is that very positive or only somewhat positive?
Only somewhat positive.
Thank you. What is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
I never thought about it.
No worries. Take your time. Any word or phrase?
Huh?
Yes, any word or phrase that comes to your mind.
I think about probably walking.
Walking, okay, thank you. Now, here's a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first one, I feel safe writing Martha. From 0 to 10, how do you feel?
7.
Next one, crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta's bosses. From remember, 0 is disagree, 5 neither agree or disagree, and 10 is strongly agree.
I would say 5.
Thank you. Next one, public transit make it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
5.
Next one, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
5. I don't think they're getting worse. I haven't seen them worse.
So how do you feel with 0, between 0 and 10?
I would say probably 7.
Okay, remember that 0 is disagree and 10 is strongly agree. So the quality of Atlanta's road is getting worse. From 0 to 10?
I think it's getting better. I think it's, the roads seem to be better in Atlanta now. So you're saying your 10 is getting worse? Is that going?
Number 0 is that you are strongly disagree with the statement, and 10 that you are strongly agree.
I would say, and the statement is, read the statement again.
Yes, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
I would say 3.
Okay, thank you. Now, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
Is that a yes or a no, or is it a scale number?
Yeah, from 0 to 10. How much are you agree or disagree? Remember, 0 disagree, 5 neither, and 10 strongly agree.
I would say 4.
Thank you. Next one. I trust Martha to finish the projects they're working on. From 0 to 10.
6.
Thank
6.
You. And the last one. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
2. It's taking longer, but I can get there.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement 8. We can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. And statement B. We can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. So, which of the following statements do you agree with most? A or B?
I don't see a lot. Well, self-cars. Oh, my goodness. Read those again for me, if you would.
Sure. No worries. Okay, statement A. We can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. And statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
probably D.
Okay, strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you're strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize, and a number 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first one, incentivizing housing development close to public transit. From 0 to 10, how prioritized it is for you?
8.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, expanding the streetcar system in the city.
8.
Thank you. Adding light rail to the Beltline.
8.
Okay. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in a fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
Adding extra capacity and trains tomorrow, making them more frequent and reliable.
10.
Adding more security to Martha stops.
10.
Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
10.
Adding additional MRT stations around Atlanta.
10.
Repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
10.
And last one, building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
8.
Okay, thank you. We almost finished with the survey. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rails alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not familiar at all?
I'm not that familiar at all.
Okay. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I'm not in opposition to it.
Okay. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MRT stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or suppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I don't oppose it.
Okay, and do you support strongly or somewhat? Or neither
support? No, I support it somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now I would like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline, and we almost finished with this. The first one, I want to explain to you how it's going to work. We have some state systems that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing for you. 5 means that you feel neither convincing or not unconvincing. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one, all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that tie the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
8.
Thank you. Next one. Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnects our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proofed Atlanta that can three or four decades to come. From 0 to 10, how much is convincing for you?
9.
Thank you. And the last one, the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem would only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roads safe by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit, that will take cars off the streets and make our city safe for everyone. From 0 to 10, how much is convincing for you?
Could you read that again?
Yes. The city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit, that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone.
I think we need to improve it. Did you want me to, was that a point system to that?
Yeah, from 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
10.
Thank you. Now, once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Now, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very concerning, 5 means that you feel somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it's not at all concerning statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The Beltline train is half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it ever finishes. Look the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use intelligential artificial to move people around more effectively. From 0 to 10, how concerning this is for you?
5.
Now, the Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead and Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland and monorail that only works for out-of-towners. From 0 to 10, how concerned is this for you?
Bye.
Thank you. And the last one, the Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries, to come. As we've seen with other freeways, once these projects are built, they're never turned down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. From 0 to 10, how concerning is this for you?
7.
Thank you. Now, one last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Is that a numbers question?
Do you support or oppose for the planned expansion? Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat strongly.
Okay, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year, 1, 2 years, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20 or 21 plus years?
21 plus years.
Thank you. Which of the following best represents how do you think of yourself? A straight, heterosexual, lesbian or gay, bisexual, something else?
Straight, heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more toward the Democratic Party, Republican Party, or neither?
Neither.
Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, unemployed, temporarily laid off, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, other?
Retired.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 24,000, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 84, 85 to 99, 100,000 to 149,000, or 250,000 or more?
Is that the last two again?
Yes, 100,000 to 250,000 or 250,000 or more. Your family income from
200,000 to 250,000.
Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and hope you have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.